Welcome, my friends and brethren in the Lord, in this God's Word for Today devotional. Our chapter for today is Psalm 127, verses 1 to 5. This is a beautiful chapter that talks about the Lord as the builder of our families. We often hear this chapter read during child dedication services, and it gives us a lot of principles how to really build our home. And let's recognize that it's God really who is the builder of our home. So let me read these verses today. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor or those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Behold, children are heritage from the Lord, and fruit of the womb a reward. Like arrows in the hand of a warrior are the children of one's youth. Blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame when he speaks with his enemies in the gate. The travelers, as they approach the city of Jerusalem, has to take note that God is in charge of building the city. And they reflected also that God must be also the builder of their homes or house. In both city and home, they must acknowledge that God has the sovereignty. God sovereignly rule over the affairs of the city and in our home. Yes, their days maybe were filled of worries because of the persecutions and the oppressions of their enemies, and they have sleepless nights. And these experiences could affect them adversely. And they have to remind themselves that it's God who is their security and who is the builder of their lives. In verse 1 and 2, there is this condition, unless the Lord builds the house. There is an exclusivity here. Otherwise, we are really building our homes in vain, or it's either God or nothing. Unless the Lord builds the house, those who labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. You see, we want to preserve our family. We want to build our family. We want our family will be secured. But take note, God, who is the designer, and he instituted the first institution, marriage and family, he is the one also responsible in protecting and preserving our family. He's the watcher, he's the builder. But it does not mean that we are just to be passive. It means that we are active participants also with God as we follow his design, his will in our lives. Verse 2 says, it is vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, for he gives to his beloved sleep. Well, no matter how we sacrifice our time and effort, if we don't put God in the equation, we are just amounting to nothing. It is vain for us to rise up early and to have overtime, spend so much hours in our work and prepare everything for the future of our children. If God is not there, it just amounts to nothing. He gives his beloved sleep. In Ecclesiastes, Solomon said, the sleep of a laboring man is sweet. So it's God who gives us rest and sleep. You see, this is one of the commodities that is so hard to find in these days of busyness. People are lacking sleep. People are just working as if they are burned in both ends, as a candle burning in both ends. And it is one of the stressors in our days that added some worries and stress to people today, including believers, which is not supposed to be. We can find rest in God. The Lord Jesus Christ invited us to come to him because we can find rest in him. So indeed, God promised that he is the builder, he is the maker of our home, and we can rest in him. We do not need to manipulate. We don't need to cut corners. We can just trust that God knows what He's doing, and we can trust that His design, His purposes, and His principles in home building will work. Moreover, these travelers should be encouraged to trust in God by reminding themselves that if they have this large and healthy family full of children, that they are a blessing from God. Children are not problems. We should look at our children as blessings. They are precious jewels before God. Nobody of us choose who will be our children. Neither our children choose who will be their parents. But they became part of our lives because of God's will. And these children provide stability, strength, and honor in our society and in our home. Look at how the psalmist described in verse 3. Behold, children are a heritage from the Lord, the fruit of the womb a reward. Heritage means an inheritance, something that is given by God. They are also fruit. They are a result of a loving relationship between a man and a woman in marriage, and they are a reward. They are not a source of problem, and they are our stability and protector because they are described as arrows in the hand of a warrior, and we are the warrior as parents. This is this figure of speech that we are holding this bow with the arrow and stretching it to a target. And once the arrow will be released, it will go into the target where we are aiming. And let's aim that our children will reach our target, that they will fear the Lord, they will serve the Lord. As Joshua said in Joshua 24:15, but as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. Because we don't have an aim in these arrows, we will hit at nothing. As the saying goes, he who aims at nothing hits it every time. So these are the metaphors that we can picture of how our children can protect us. And in verse 5, blessed is the man who fills his quiver with them. He shall not be put to shame. Now, children speaks for their parents, or speak for their parents. Who we are reflected by the lives of our children. When people attack and malign us, they will look at our children. Everything rise and fall in how our children live. Are they living, serving the Lord like that? But it's not all the time. There are sons of pastors, there are children of pastors who are trained in the home. But there comes a time that parents have no control over their children. But what's the promise of God in Proverbs 22, verse 6? Train up the child in the way he should go. And most likely, when they will become old, they will not depart from it. But not all the time. We know that children, when they grow old, they may change. They have their own choices and they are responsible for that. But most likely, if they are trained well when they were young, if we bend the brunts when they're young, they will be molded into the right mold that we want them to become. Bend the tree when they are young. And as we reflect this today, let's not forget that God is our builder. We have to seek Him first. We have to recognize Him first. Let's not forget that He is the one who is building our home. And we are also active participants in this because we are doing His will. He builds our home through the hands of the parents, through our hands, if we obey Him and obey, when we obey His will. Let's remember that even in our Christian life, Jesus is our builder. In 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 11, Paul talks about the figure of speech or a metaphor of building also the church and our lives, that Jesus is the foundation. There is no other foundation that a man can lay apart than that is laid already, and He is the Lord Jesus Christ. Apart from Him, we are zero. We are nothing. John 15, verse 5. God is indispensable. Jesus is indispensable. Nobody can substitute God in your life and in my life. When we try to do it, we will surely build and result to nothing. an empty life. We are building in vain if we don't put God first in our lives. So every day as we begin our day, we wake up, we pray, and we trust that, Lord, may you just be with me, and even we recognize that you are my God today. You are my number one today. You are my priority today. Lord, we recognize that you are the builder, and I'm just going to follow your order. And that should be our commitment every day. If we put God as number one in our lives, if we seek him first as our king and his righteousness, and he promised that everything in our lives will just fall into the right order. Everything will be added unto us, our needs, our desires, our families, whatever we do, it will just fall into the right order if God is to be recognized as number one. That is his promise. Let's claim it today. Our lives are nothing apart from him. We are really nothing. Thank God for his grace. Thank God that he is our strength for today. Let us pray. Father, thank you for your word this morning. Bless this our heart, Lord. Lord, we are just gullible people. We know these principles, but we need to remember this. Somebody has to remind us, Lord, not only for today, but every day, because we are just gullible people. We are easy to forget. We're easy to neglect this very important principle of putting you as the builder of our lives, builder of our homes. Even today, we pray to Father that we'll not miss to recognize your Lordship, that you are number one in our lives today, Lord. I pray that we will be able to see in our churches, in our communities, godly homes, Lord, whose Christian mothers and fathers recognize that you are the builder of their homes. And Lord, thank you that you will answer our prayers, because this is your will. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.